Yo, what's up, everybody, and welcome to NXT with Najee, a part of the Wrestling Heroes and Insiders podcast, aka The Whip Show. And we made it to episode 8. I know I've been gone a couple weeks. I actually had an injury that happened with myself playing football, which unfortunately ended my football season. So it's all right. I can walk just fine. It's an ankle injury, but rather, you know, play it safe and take the healthy route for some of the things that I have planned in the future. But yo, it's episode 8. We're going to talk about Roadblock, baby. We made it all the way to Roadblock. I'm so excited to talk about this one. I don't have a special guest this week or anything like that, so it's just going to be you and me. Before we get started talking about the show, I do want to take the time to give my condolences to everybody affected by our loss of Akira Toriyama. If y'all don't know who that is the man who created Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z, helped with Dragon Ball GT, did Dragon Ball Super, just basically the whole entire franchise, amongst many, many different things. That guy was like, he basically raised me, man. He was damn near more of a father figure through his show than my own dad was. So, that's a tough loss for me and a tough loss for some of my friends. So we're just take a quick moment of silence for my guy. All right, man. I appreciate y'all tapping in for that part. Yo, we made it to Roadblock. Finally. Like I said, man, it felt like it took a little while from the last PLE. Vengeance Day seems like it was forever ago. And it really wasn't. So let's dive right into this episode, y'all. Let's get into it. So I was a little shocked that this wasn't a PLE, but I'll tell you what, I am not going to complain because I got to be there in the crowd just like we are every week. We had all the heavy hitters this week. We had Cleveland there. We had all the Renegades, minus, you know, a couple of us that are out of town or at work. Just a lot of the front row crowd and the people, you know, to get really into the chants. It was awesome to have the whole gang there because the energy needed to be what it was because, wow, what a show, y'all. Wow, what a show. So we kicked things off immediately with the Asylum match with Dijak versus Joe Gacy. Now, they had chairs hanging from the ceiling. They had trash cans hanging from the ceiling. They had kendo sticks hanging from the ceiling. They had a door that was unfortunately blocking our view for most of the match. So if you watch the show live and you listen very closely, I'm not sure how they filtered it out, you can hear us upset at the fact that the door was in our view and we kept telling them to move that door. And the pop when they moved that door was crazy. Absolutely crazy. I could tell that both of those guys had a lot of fun in that match, especially with the energy that we gave to that crowd. Dijak did a moonsault off the top of the Asylum cage, and that's something that I feel like took the breath out of the whole entire room. We were very nervous, and it looked like he had quite the nasty landing on Joe Gacy's head, but he seemed to be all right, so the match kept going. Gacy's wife was in the crowd, which was really cool to kind of see the whole family environment there in person and just kind of see the reactions to some of the wild spots that they had. But final result, we got Dijak winning the match, man. Dijak gets the 1-2-3, and his little winning streak is pretty nice when it comes to some of these big-time matches. So we'll see if he's getting ready to go after the NXT title, after Stand and Deliver, or what's next for Dijak. He had quite an interaction. Well, I'm going to say Briggs later on in the show, but I don't really like to talk about promos. You should know that by now. And if you don't, now you know. All right, so we're going to move on to the next match here we got, which is the NXT Tag Team Championship match with my guys. Y'all know I'm rocking with the Wolf Dogs. The Wolf Dogs, a.k.a. Spirit Days, a.k.a. Baron Corbin and Bron Breakker, y'all. They're going against Chase University. Andre Chase and Duke Hudson. Big Duke, baby. Big Duke energy the whole match, of course. Always. Pause. Anyways, Riley Osborne, of course, was in the corner for Chase U along with JC Jane, Thea Hale, and Jasmine Nix. I was surprised with the outcome of this one. I really thought that Brown was going to end up dropping the title so he can focus on his time at SmackDown. But to my surprise, after a great hard-hitting match, but mostly dominated by yours truly, the Wolf Dogs, they came away with the victory. Now, afterwards, there was a little bit of a tussle where JC Jane kind of pushed and shooed off. I couldn't really see if it was JC or Jasmine. I'm letting y'all know I have not watched the show back, so I'm going right off of my own experience being there live. Somebody pushed Thea, and Thea basically got, like, booed out of the Chase U posse that came out to the ring. So we're going to pay more attention to that because it's really starting to look like that Thea is on her way out of Chase U, and I feel like she's been there forever. So that's going to be wild to see what character they come up with for her. Now we're moving on to match number three, which is the returning match for 10, Sean Spears. So Sean Spears is wrestling Uriah Connors and doing some research about who he is. Fun fact, that's Fit Finley's son. I don't know if y'all knew that. I didn't know that. So that was pretty cool. Crowd was giving him a lot of stress during the commercial break after his entrance because we didn't know who he was. So we're like, dude, who are you? We've never seen you before. Who are you? And he responds basically to the crowd by saying, yo, it's my first time ever. Leave me alone. Da 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 da. So it was cool. Guy did his thing, but of course he got squashed by Sean Spears. I mean, what do you expect? Sean Spears is going to lose his first match back? Nah. So after the match, Sean Spears cuts a promo calling out Ridge Holland. Says that he doesn't believe that Ridge Holland's actually wrestling for his family. And, you know, if anybody insults family, you got to stand on business. So Ridge Holland comes out. And Spears gives him a chair and tells him to go to town. Like, he wants him to beat him up. He wants him to take out that frustration on him. So, who knows? My prediction for that situation is that maybe Sean Spears and Ridge Holland create a faction. And then we get to see Pete and Tyler take on Ridge and his new faction with Sean Spears. I'm not going to lie, that would be kind of dope. So we'll see what happens with that one. Sean Spears is still a maniac. That's definitely not going to change anytime soon. He is also the only person to survive the NXT parking lot 2 weeks in a row. If y'all watch the show, y'all know what I mean. You go out there, parking lot doors, you usually don't walk away. Usually cuts away to you hurt. So, congratulations, Sean, 2-0, NXT parking lot door survivor. All right. Now we're moving on to the WWE Women's Tag Team Championship match. Damage Control's Kabuki Warriors. Kabuki! Don't mind me, y'all. If you listen to that whole entire match, I screamed that constantly the whole time. And I got on a lot of people's nerves, but as the match went along, people started yelling it too. So I'm starting something there. I'm happy about it. Kabuki! Well, it's the Kabuki Warriors, Asuka and Kairi Sane versus Lyra Valkyrie, our NXT Women's Champion, and her BFF, a.k.a. Mickey James Part 2, Tatum Paxley. Great chemistry again. The match kind of ends with Lyra giving Tatum the old kick to the face. Even though the Kabuki Warriors dominated. When I say dominated. And you could tell Kairi was just so happy to be back in that building. Kairi loved it. Interacting with the fans. Talking to the fans. Speaking English with the fans, y'all. Talking. Like full-on conversation. Having fun. So please, NXT, bring back the Kabuki Warriors any chance you get. We'd love to have them. Love to have them. Kabuki. But yes, they take away the victory, which I think we all kind of saw coming, especially with the way the Raw was the night before the show. They just kept promoting that tag team match this coming up week over and over and over and over again as if they already like just knew that it was going to be a squash match. Which it wasn't, so I don't know why they didn't really give them too much hope. It's too bad. So now we are going to hop into the next match, which is kind of one that happened due to a backstage involvement with Fallon Henley talking to Riley Osborne, which, if you don't know, Riley Osborne is actually dating Blair Davenport in real life, like outside of WWE. And Fallon made the comment of, what would you know about dating a man like Riley? And the whole crowd got a good laugh out of it. And it's just hilarious. Like, it's like a petty joke, but it's funny. Like, to us, that actually know the things about people's personal lives. But Fallon Henley ends up getting the victory. And the way it happens is that literally 2 inches away from me, Sol Ruka makes her return from injury. Like, we had an empty seat right next to us for a second because our friend was using the restroom. And all we heard was, excuse me, while somebody was running by. And we didn't quite realize that it was Sol until she jumped the barricade and got in full-on Spider-Man's, like, pose for kicking Blair in the face and helping Fallon win the match. So welcome back, Sol. We're happy to have you here. We're happy to have you back. Can't wait to see who your return match is going to be against, and we wish you the best. We hope that you stay healthy. A lot of our NXT women who keep returning keep getting hurt. I hope Cora's doing okay. I hope Nikita's doing okay. So, yeah, welcome back, Sol. And please stay healthy. We're hoping that you have a healthy return. All right, last but not least, the main event winner of this match goes against Ilya Dragunov at Stand and Deliver for the NXT Men's Championship. So you got Tony D'Angelo versus Carmelo Hayes. Now, I know it's been a couple weeks since I've been on here, so I haven't really got to praise Hayes the way that I should, but I love heel Carmelo Hayes. I love it. I can't get enough of it. I think that it is the perfect fit for him. Granted, babyface Hayes is cool, but this one is just dope, man. He just seems like he's vibing with this energy, this hate that everybody is giving him. So throughout the whole match, of course, we're letting him have it. Carmelo comes out with like 6-7 security guards who seem to have his back the whole match. They do a spot where he falls off the apron and he gets caught by security guards. And as that happens, Trick's music hits and the crowd goes crazy and he trolls them. So me and some of my friends sitting in the crowd, we're thinking like, ain't no way he's coming out the front if he does come. Like, my man's got to come out the back. Like, there's no way Trick just doesn't come back tonight. This is the perfect opportunity for him to get justice for himself. Hashtag justice for, justice for Trick. We could really live that one out. So, Melo knocks down D'Angelo. And Trick's music hits again. This time, Trick Williams comes back, baby, with a big return. Trick hits Melo and doesn't miss. And I love it. And Tony D'Angelo gets the win. So now Trick gets the beat down on all the security guards. Trick gets the beat down on Melo. Melo is shook right now. Melo looks scared, like a deer caught in the headlights kind of situation. And I can't tell you a time that I've seen Trick more hype. I can't tell you a time I've ever seen that crowd more hype. If you go to Jay Movie Mania's page, he actually goes off and names every single one of us in that crowd that are consistently there because we're here for it. And there really isn't a crowd like that. There isn't a crowd like us. There isn't an environment like that in wrestling right now. And Stand and Deliver is going to be something special. Stand and Deliver is going to be something special. I had to say it twice so that you know and understand. That Trick versus Melo match better be the main event. All respect to Tony D'Angelo. All respect to Ilya. All respect to Lyra. All respect to Oba. All respect to everybody on that roster. But if you put Trick versus Melo at the main event of Stand and Deliver, 5-star. 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 5-star, that's word to Booker T. That's going to be an amazing match and a hell of a way to end that show. Just like Trick coming back was a hell of a way to end Roblox. So tell me, what did y'all think? What did y'all think about Roblox altogether? How did y'all feel about the return of Trick, James, Williams? How do y'all feel about it? What do y'all think is going to happen in the next couple of weeks leading up to Stand and Deliver? And you know what? Let me know what y'all think about this whole Rock and Cody in the tag match situation, too. Why not? Why not? I'd just love to get your insight on that. Love to get your input. Ask me any question you like. But yo, before I head up out of here, I do have an awesome announcement I would love to make to y'all, because it wouldn't happen without y'all. I officially got accepted and invited to attend both nights of WrestleMania because of NXT with Najee and because of the Whip Show and my affiliation with them. And I'm at a loss for words, yo. Like, I never thought in a million years that 6, 7, 8 episodes into a podcast that we'd be saying that we're going to WrestleMania, baby, and we're going to have the interviews, that all access, just firsthand experiences, yo. And I thank you. Thank you to every single one of y'all that listen every week. Thank you to the whole entire Whip Show Wrestling Heroes and Insiders podcast team. Thank y'all, man, for believing in me and giving me this chance. And thank you, WWE, for checking me out and allowing me to come be a part of your guys' world, just like you guys are a part of my world. So I appreciate y'all. One more time, rest in peace, Akira Toriyama. Long live Akira. See y'all next week.